May we remain steadfast to the end of our lives, Lord, and live the way that you would have us to live, knowing that we are made in your image and likeness. Amen. Lord, I miss you, but I also feel very unseated, kind of like a limbo, Mother Claire began. Please, bring my head back to where it belongs. And if you want me to embark on something else, please make it very, very clear. My beloved spouse, thank you for coming to me and trusting me to speak to you. This means a lot to me. Stay steady in your convictions. Do not allow yourself to be thrown into confusion, which is what the enemy would like. Numerous times now, I have exhorted you to trust in me and my plans for you. And know, you will not die if you stay on the path you have begun. I want to see consistency, not on again, off again, or I will take you. It is sad that I must come to this place with you, but you have not stepped up to be strong in your convictions. Eating, news, and such have devoured so much time I have given you for music. I simply had to call a halt to this once and for all. So you are on probation. If you want to be raptured, you must be worthy by proving yourself faithful to choose my will over yours with no compromise. I love you and will always love you, but you must be a better example to the community and stay on track. No excuses about your age, because that has nothing to do with it. You make a conscious, self-will choices. That is rebellion. This must stop. Now you are moving forward, and more joy will come to you as you continue to move forward. I hate to scare you, but understand, I am quite serious about this. I will love you all the same, but it will be a great disappointment to you when you see what you could have done. If only you had obeyed. Your husband has been trying to get your attention about the news for a very, very long time, but because of your pride, you would not listen. Now I am telling you, he is right and you were wrong. So wrong that you have wasted a lot of time and gone down rabbit trails, not nourishing the flock as I wanted you to. I hope in days to come that your focus will begin to include the precious teachings of bridal experiences, because in the days to come, much hope and focus on heaven will be necessary to all souls. I hope you find it in your heart to truly repent for this. Lord, please will you help me? I am helping you now by telling you how you have failed me and the channel. If that is not enough to make you contrite, what can I say? I'm afraid to look at how bad I've been. And you should be. But in this moment, a real turning away from the things you know I do not approve of needs to happen. I am more lenient now because of the times you live in and the enemy's attacks against you. Do you want me to listen to Anna Roundtree? Yes, this would benefit you greatly. She obeyed me, where you went astray. Claire, my deeply loved one, and all my loved ones who have gone astray, I want you to forgive yourself and keep going in the right direction. I have forgiven you. And what you did only accents how very weak you are, and this will give others hope. I forgive you. I love you so very much, and I sympathize with your desire to know and understand things, but it is not necessary to your calling to make music, other than portraying evil when it is called for, such as in the China Cry song. That was inspired by me to warn my people how very serious the threats are. You did well with that. You know how your blood sugar drops when you hear something threatening or very disappointing? Well, what you need in those moments is something sweet to offset the crash. It is the same way with your channel. They have been steeped in the bitter, with very little hope. Now it is time to feed them the sweets and bring their hope back up. They will be crushed under the weight of bitterness if it continues. They need hope from you, not doom and gloom. As concerns the projected and upcoming events, they are all written in Scripture, and it is good for you to study that as you have with Pastor Paul's presentations. I approve of them. You will see just how serious the near future events are. However, I am sovereign and will intervene at critical times and in critical places. So please keep that in mind. I will not allow everything in Satan's agenda to be done to earth. I will intervene. He very tenderly leaned into my face and said, Claire, do not be sad and discouraged. Come on, pick yourself up and keep going. There is much to be learned from your time of distractions. Most of all, right now, I want you to know you are forgiven, and I love you dearly. I want you to feel this love, grasp it tightly to your heart, and keep on going. He kissed me and said, Let's keep going. You can do this. I am with you, and together we will do many wonderful things. Just grab hold of the rope of grace I am offering you, and let's move on. Okay, Lord, thank you, but my heart is heavy. This is not such a bad thing, considering your mistakes and pride. It is healthy to grieve over lost opportunities and progress. When I went on the internet to find Anna Roundtree, this rhema popped up. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Feed my lambs.